There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Friday morning on B105 means it's time for the Sweet and Spicy Truth Game. And, well, it's going to be a little different today because, you know, Jesse's in Italy. Statman's in Florida on spring break. Ashley.
Hungover in Indy this morning after Morgan Wallen.
God knows where she's waking up. All right, so we brought in Anna from the afternoon show is here with us, and the large one, Grover Collins. So this is a special Sweet and Spicy.
Very
treat.
Early for Anna to be up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chugging Celsius.
All right, so we share so much of our lives on the station here that I thought, is there anything left that we can share on the Sweet and Spicy Truth Game today? Here's the question. Something about yourself that you think nobody listening to B105 knows. Like quirky, weird, or just, you know, odd, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Me first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if this is weird, but when I was in high school, my senior year, do you know how they do the categories for the yearbook? And they nominate you, like class clown or most likely
Wittiest.
To be president. Yeah. I was nominated for prettiest eyes, which I was so happy. I was like, oh my gosh, me. But I got really angry because I didn't win. The girl who won had colored contacts. And what? I'm still upset over this. Yeah.
Yeah, that should not have happened based on it's false. It's not real.
I don't think I don't know if, I mean, people, you know, the students, I think, all vote. So I don't know if some people didn't realize that she wore colored
she
contacts.
She still live around here because you went to Colorado.
Yeah, I know exactly who she is.
Well, and she knows who she is, too.
Yeah.
So if she's listening right now, she's probably like...
What class was it? Class of what?
Class of what? You want to get the year?
Yeah. Narrow this down.
Class of 2012.
2012?
Yep.
Damn, we're old, Grover. All right. I will go a second here. This is a very weird thing about me that you might not know. Now, everybody knows I love mayonnaise sandwiches. Okay, so it's weird. I told this to our promotions director, Julie, one day, and she thought I was really strange. There is almost nothing I love more in the world than pouring a really tall glass of cold milk and opening up a box of reduced-fat Cheez-Its and just going to town. Reduced-fat Cheez-Its are so much crunchier than the regular ones, and I will literally eat the whole box and maybe drink how much ever milk it takes to wash down each mouthful with them. I am a freak with that.
Yeah, that's weird.
The milk is...
Look at Grover's face. He's like, I can't. See, that's the same look Julie gave me. She's like, you really do that? And I'm like, oh, I love it. And I'll do the same substitute Cheez-Its with Goldfish crackers. I'm all over it.
Probably the way Brendan Fraser ate in the movie The Whale. Just shoving it in your mouth.
Exactly. Ooh. I won't buy that stuff because I know I will get up, especially in the middle of the night.
It's like your kryptonite. You'll just eat it.
I will eat it.
In the middle of the night.
I will stand there in the kitchen with the gallon of milk.
It's a cry for help.
It is.
Disguised as sweet and spicy.
He's crying.
What did I do with my life?
I was voted most likely to be overweight in high school.
So. Dave,
were you really?
No. No, he wasn't.
I was going to be like, here I am believing it. What does
that
say?
That's awful. I know.
Most gullible, Grover Collins.
No, yeah.
All right, so that's a weird thing about me. And now that's all I'll hear about forever are Cheez-Its and Goldfish crackers. Grover.
I have never been told by a medical professional that I have obsessive compulsive disorder. However, I do know I have traits of this. I'm a completist. I am systematic. Everything is a certain way. And I love the number four. So much so that I have a tattoo of the number four on my body and items on my body tattooed that are in fours.
Whoa.
Wait, where's the four?
I've seen that.
The tattoo I created. It's my OCD tattoo is what I call it. Within the tattoo are four things I love anyway.
I always see it sideways, so I never knew that was a four. I know that tattoo, so that's what that means.
So it even goes further than that. So in my car or my television, the volume has to be a number that's divisible by, say it all with me,
four.
So it's got to be 8, 12, 16. 20.
So it doesn't have to have a four in it. It just has to
be divisible by four because obviously 24 might be too loud. So I got to go back to 16, 20.
Whoa.
Sometimes Holly will put the volume on 15 and I will quietly bump it up one to 16.
Are you kidding
to
me?
Ease my mind. I swear
that
to you.
That is odd.
I swear to you.
Wow.
So where did this obsession with fours
I don't.
Begin?
As long as I can remember, my earliest memories are something about the number four I'm attracted to.
Wow.
That is
all right.
Interesting. I'm a little weird with the volume like that. I have to have it on an even number.
Well, at least you said even, because I got a problem with odd numbers. So.
Well, no.
Yeah. Wow.
With an right. even, but yeah.
Just listen, next week on B105, he's going to be doing commercials for Blake Maisland. Four.
How am I not endorsing that?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get Grover to endorse
Blake,
it.
Blake, are you listening?
However, the phone number is 74.
Little off.
And that's your sweet and spicy truth game.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
In the meantime, we were talking on the sweet and spicy truth game today. Grover Collins confessing that he is obsessed with the number four. Everything has to be four, divisible by four, something about four. Diane, you have a comment on this.
Well, you commented, Big Dave, that why is he working at B105?
Well, Josh came through the B105 app and said, yes, if he's so obsessed with the number four, why does he work at B105?
So five minus zero minus one is four.
Ah, there you go. So it all works out for him.
It works out.
Diane, you're as big a nerd as he is.
Oh, I've been called that before.
Thanks for weighing in.
Okay, see ya.
Another coming through the B105 app. Amber says, Grover, I'm obsessed with even numbers, and four is my main number. I do multiples of four also for volume on the remote. I'm glad I'm not alone. Wow. That's a possible soulmate connection missed right there.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
The Big Dave Show. Yes, it is Monday, the total solar eclipse in lots of areas in the tri-state and the path of totality, 100% blockage there. But are we going to be able to see it? You know, one day it says it's going to be cloudy. Next day's a rain and now partly cloudy. Let's get an expert on to tell us what the skies are going to look like here on Monday in the tri-state from News Channel 5, WLWT, meteorologist and my pal, Randy Rico. Hi, Randy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, the last time we hung out, you know, we were over at the Reds media preview day there for all their food, and we were just stuffing our faces.
That's what we do best, I feel like. Yeah, I actually had to, like, put down a donut to answer this phone call from you this morning.
I bring you food all the time, Randy.
That's how I do my best work, yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's get down to it. So what are we looking at Monday here in the tri-state? I know it's still a few days away and a lot can change between now and then. So this isn't etched in stone by any means, but what are we thinking?
Okay, so here's the deal. Sunday night, we're going to get some rain. There is a system rolling through. It's not heavy rain, something, no big deal. And it moves out by the time the sun comes up on Monday morning. But the clouds, are they going to move out real quick after it, or are they going to stick around? There's kind of two schools of thought. One has it moving out really quickly and we see some sunshine. The other locks us in with the clouds for a good chunk of the day. So, yeah, typically, if I say mostly cloudy or partly cloudy, it doesn't really make a huge difference to your day. The one day where we need nothing but clear skies, and it looks like we're not getting clear skies, but we might get a little window in the afternoon, it's something we're just going to have to watch real closely into the weekend.
Are you going to say partly cloudy maybe by then, or you just don't know? You don't want to say it yet?
Right now, I think it's going to be mostly cloudy in the morning, but there is a chance we could get a break at the right time. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We'll see, but I don't think everybody sees the sunshine. Well, no one will see the sunshine during the eclipse. But yeah. You know what I mean?
All right, so here's another food reference for you. What are we sandwiched between? We know there's rain Sunday night when the clouds, we're hoping they get out of here from that system. What's coming next that might impact that time?
So like next week, a whole lot of rain coming our way, especially next Thursday. It looks pretty wet.
Okay, but that's a ways away from Monday. So right now, we're just going to, here's what I always recommend. Everybody in the tri-state, say your prayers, take your vitamins, eat your vegetables, and maybe we'll get a blessing coming down from above.
Okay, Hulk Hogan, we'll see if that works for the eclipse on Monday.
What is Hulk Hogan? What is that?
Isn't that what he said? Didn't he tell you to, like, say your prayers and eat your vitamins, Hulkamaniacs?
Okay, well, then good. I channeled my inner Hulkster right here on the show.
You literally Yes.
Hey, Randy, real quick before you go, I know a lot of people got their eyes on the Ohio River right now. It's getting, well, it's at action stage right now, getting close to minor flood stage. So what are we looking at?
We're looking at it getting up to almost 53 feet over the weekend. Sunday into Monday is when it crests. So you're looking at water in the lower Smale Front Park, Covington Landing, Public Landing, those spots along 8 Mile. And I know you love talking about the porta potties that float away when the Ohio River's running high. It is running high this weekend. So with all the people getting porta potties for the big parties for the eclipse, did you hear there's a porta potty shortage for this thing?
I heard that, yes. And that, yes. That one time we pranked you about finding one floating down the Ohio River.
So, you know, those are going to be hard to come by this weekend. But, you know, yeah, the Ohio River is running high. Make sweep a couple of those away.
Yeah, and remember, if you're going to the Reds-Mets game tonight, it was supposed to be the first fireworks Friday of the year, but due to the Ohio River being up and moving very quickly, they can't put the fireworks barge out there, so that won't be happening. The game will still go on, but no fireworks after the game.
Well, then we just need the offense to provide the fireworks for us tonight, right?
That's right. Come on. Let's do it. Randy Rico, you're awesome. Check her out every morning on News Channel 5 and sometimes hanging with Al Roker. Look at you, fancy girl.
Yeah, I'm going to go hang out with the Today Show now. Bye.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we got Sarah from Harlan Township, Ohio. She has got the kids in the car taking your son to school. Michael, is he doing the joke or are you doing it, Sarah?
I'm doing it, but it's his joke.
Well, make sure. I'm glad you gave him credit. Let's have it.
What washes up on the shores of tiny beaches?
I don't know. What washes up on the shores of tiny beaches?
Microwave.
That's amazing. I love that joke. Oh, my goodness. Tell Michael kudos. That is a great dad joke.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You got it, Sarah.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
And this morning, I welcome Rob into our B105 Who Was Right Last Night courtroom. And how you doing, Rob?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
You wrote in very briefly to be at BigDave at B105.com and said what the problem was. Yeah. But, dude, this is definitely different. So this has to do with you and your girlfriend, Rebecca. So what do you got?
We recently moved in together, and I've noticed that, well, she hates one of her friends.
Like hates, like she
won't stop talking about her, hates seemingly everything about her, but won't stop seeing her. And I don't know what to do.
Is this like a very long time friend?
Oh, she knew her before me.
Okay. Like, okay.
They've known each other since kids, I guess. But recently, you know, every time she goes to hang out with the girls, she comes back and whew, it's like a stream, just like a steady stream of dislike for this person. And I'm trying to tell her that she doesn't have to hang out with them.
Now, is it a group hang, or are they just doing things, just the two of them?
It's mostly a group hang, but she hangs out with her one-on-one, too.
Has she said anything like what caused this? Because obviously she hasn't disliked her whole life, or they would have never become friends, so... Is it something here that happened recently that's causing this?
Her friend has recently gotten into a lot of yoga stuff, mindfulness stuff, and I think it might be rubbing. She's trying to get Rebecca to get into it, and Rebecca, don't meditate. I think it's starting to get to her. I don't know. I think she has a problem saying no or setting boundaries, but it's causing a little friction in the household, because I'm the kind of person that if I don't like something, I'm gone.
And she's going to hang on, but instead she'll go out and do something with this girl and then come home and you have to just hear about it.
Yeah, sometimes for the whole night.
Eeks. So what does Rebecca say when you confront her with this about just stop hanging out with her?
Oh, I can't do that, babe. She's my best friend.
Oh, so it's best friend.
It's both at the same time. I truly don't understand it. She doesn't sound like a best friend, but.
So you're like, cut it off. This is over. I mean, obviously this person is making you miserable now. It's time to end it. And she's afraid to because she says, quote, it's too late.
Yep.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm the only juror member today except for the B105 jury that we're going to have calling in here in a second and commenting through the B105 app. Do you have a closing argument, Rob?
I just want my girlfriend to be happy, and she's not happy with this friendship. I get that it's important to her, but sometimes we got to let important things go to grow.
Yeah. Is there any chance this will go away and their old friendship can come back, do you think?
I hope so. I don't know.
If it's that much when she comes home, I mean, nobody wants to listen to that, especially when there's a solution to it like you're presenting. Just break it off.
Yep.
Or find excuses for a while to not do anything together. Of course, I don't know what you can do about when it's a group function, but when it's one-on-one, my goodness, at least don't do those. That's what I say. Don't do those, because then it's just her and her together alone. And if you got the other people there, at least it's a, you know, there's other people to interact with.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. I was cut off the solo stuff with her, at least for a while, and just do the group stuff. But, I mean, gosh, this is such a weird situation, and I hate that you're in it, man, because it sounds like it's driving you crazy.
I just want to hang out with my girlfriend and not have it be negative, you know? It'd be nice to not talk about someone else that she hates.
Well, let's go to the jury now, because, like I said, Statman and Ashley out today, so I'm a jury of one on this end, but our B105 jury need to come through right now, 749-B105, and also through the B105 app. Let's see what they got to say for you today, Rob, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, best of luck. Hopefully this resolves itself sooner than later.
Yeah, we'll see.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning, we heard from Rob, whose girlfriend, Rebecca, has a best friend that she now, was, in his words, hates. And whenever she comes home from hanging out with her, that's all she wants to talk about is how much she dislikes her friend now. And he's getting a little tired of it. He's like, just cut it off with her. And I need to know what you think about it. Barbara at 749-B105, what say you?
Well, I think he needs to sit her down and call her out on it. She's jealous of her friend.
Jealous? You think Rebecca is jealous, yes, of her friend now?
Yes. I am 52 years old. I've been down this route. When women change their appearance or get into fitness, yoga, you always have that one friend that is jealous of what you're doing because she doesn't do it or she doesn't change her way of her life. Flat out jealousy.
We also have Charlie coming through the B105 app, says it's petty to hang out with someone then bring the negative energy of your opinion about them to someone else. If they're actually best friends, they should work it out together and leave everyone else in their life out of it, like Rob.
Yeah, poor Rob. He's going to have to deal with the jealousy one way or the other, but that's what I'm calling her out on. It's jealousy. Women are horrible for jealousy.
Oh, well, you said that, not me, Barbara, and I'll end it with a Tim who says, just let her talk. Agree with whatever she says. Be supportive of her. Then go to bed and turn on your sound machine and tune her out.
Yeah, that might work.
Thank you, Barbara.
Have a good day.
You too, and it's a 7:42.
The Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today are all over the place, but they're going to start in San Diego, California, because that's where last summer Merod Halman and his family had something terrible happen. Their 3-year-old dog, Mishka, went missing. Merod's wife and his daughter were out of town, so he was bringing Mishka to work with him every day, and that's where Mishka went missing.
And this was back in July of last summer. Needless to say, the Halman family was devastated and they began putting up social media posts and scouring the area. They had thousands of missing dog flyers printed up and posted everywhere, even had them on the back windshields of their cars. But with every passing day, their hope diminished just a little bit more. Soon the days turned into weeks, the weeks turned into months, and next thing you know, here we are in 2024, and the Halman family still hadn't found Mishka. But that all changed this week when they received a phone call from a very, very unlikely source. The Grosse Pointe Animal Adoption Society in Michigan. Yes, right outside of Detroit. They contacted the Halman family to let them know that Grosse Pointe police had brought in a stray dog. They scanned the microchip inside her, saw the information, and wanted to let them know that Mishka was alive and well, safe and sound in their facility. Needless to say, the Halman family, they couldn't believe this. Grosse Pointe, Michigan is 2,351 miles away from San Diego. So the next obvious question is, how in the world did Mishka get there? Well, authorities in Grosse Pointe said more than likely she was stolen in San Diego and was sold to a family in Michigan. But however it happened didn't matter to the Halman family because immediately Mayrod hopped a flight from San Diego to Detroit to go pick up their little fur baby. And when Mayrod arrived, he was surprised to find Mishka in wonderful shape, obviously had been taken care of by somebody since they lost her last July. And now Mishka is back with the Halman family in San Diego, and Mayrod's wife, Elizabeth, said she never gave up hope. In fact, she was still carrying Mishka's leash with her every day in case she saw her. And now that leash is always going to be on Mishka. I think she could definitely be classified as a flight risk. Here's hoping she stays put for a long time to come. Thank you, everybody, for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We like to get the new members in every day around this time, and today it's Ashley Logaman from Loveland. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Big Dave.
So welcome to the club, first of all.
Thanks so much. It's actually my second country club, but my first one that involves music, so I'm stoked.
Well, wait, what's the other one?
We belong to Ivy Hills Country Club, so it's a different kind of country club, but...
Well, are you doing it just for the pool?
No, I'm not. I actually don't really go to the pool. I do play golf.
So you're actually, instead of just laying around, you're actually doing something.
Correct. I'm trying. Attempting golf is more like it.
What's your handicap?
I'm not going to say that out loud.
Okay. So
if you want to look it up, you can look it up.
We're not going to hold that against you. All right. So besides doing that, you're a real estate agent, but something really interesting that you put down on here is that you did mission work in Bangladesh.
Yeah, I'm actually going to correct you, too. It's Bangladesh.
Oh.
Most Americans pronounce it Bangladesh, but it actually is Bangladesh.
This is a learning experience. So you did mission work in Bangladesh.
Yes, sir. So my father is a retired general surgeon. My mom's a retired nurse practitioner. And through their old church, they were asked to go over to Bangladesh and serve. So my dad packed us all up and said, hey, kids, we're taking the whole family over to Bangladesh. We're going to do some mission work. I'm going to be doing surgery and you guys are going to be helping out in the warehouses on the compound. So, yeah, it was most enriching experience of my life. It really was.
I can't imagine. How old were you when you did this?
I was 11 and we got back 2.5 weeks before 9/11.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And if you'd have stayed a little longer, you might have been stuck there for a while.
I know. And to put it in perspective, I mean, I was 11 years old. I'm 5'10". I'm tall. But at 11 years old, I was considered the size of an adult female. When we left the compound, I had to wear the cultural sari. So I was completely covered up because I was considered the size of an adult female. So
even though you were 11?
Even though I was 11.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a different world over there.
It is. It's so different.
Well, yep. It sounds like you are leading and have led a very interesting life. And we're just so happy to have you, Ashley, into the B105 Country Club here. You're going to get that really nice Country Club jersey. I don't know if you want to wear it while you're golfing. It might, you know, get in the way of your swing. It's going to look good on you, no doubt. But the next thing we have to do is just get your song on. The next song on B105 belongs to Ashley. What's it going to be?
Springsteen by Eric Church.
There you go. Let's do it. Welcome to the Country Club, Ashley.
Thanks, Big Dave.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.